The smoke signals are open because it is Westeros, and I am Jason Inman.
Game of Thrones. Lord of the Rings actor Dominic Monaghan, the one who taught me that song. I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you're beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon. Boy, did I have to scroll to look at all the geek history lesson extras we've already done about Game of Thrones before we picked this one.
What Game of Thrones house do we belong in? Ashley, that is the question I think everybody has been asking since 2012. I know I've gotten that email several times.
Wow. Who do you email about Game of Thrones? Besides me.
A lot of people named Vladimir.
Vladimir?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't realize that this was a hit in the Eastern Bloc.
We are.
That's a timely reference.
We do have some Russian listeners. I can see them. They're lovely.
That's true. They have
There's a couple in Moscow.
We also have a lot of Eastern European.
Fun fact,
listeners.
Everybody, most modern podcast stats, they're nailed down to city.
Yeah.
They don't really give you like more specific than that, but like I can see generally the cities. Like, so when I see a foreign country, we have a lot of listeners in London.
We have a contingent too in Tel Aviv as well. Which
yes,
I always
we
think
do.
Is very
we
cool.
do. In the Netherlands.
Yep.
In Singapore.
Yes.
And like I said, the reason why we talked about Australia for a long time is because we have a ton of
contingents.
And again,
in Australia.
We had a lot of people in Perth, yeah. Which I was always like, that's the reason why I talked about Perth, because I was like, why Perth?
I've also heard that Perth is a big Hydra VPN hub.
All right, cool.
Which we also
maybe
support.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's talk about Game of Thrones here.
Perthanality. That joke will never get old to me. Yes, Game of Thrones. So Jason and I have had several versions of this discussion with a bunch of different friends, and we thought it'd be fun to have it here with our Patreon friends.
That is fun. I have some Game of Thrones ambience that I'm going to try to play in the background if I can make this happen.
Great. Also, because Harry Potter's ruined by its turfism, this is the new which house do you belong to, in my opinion.
I agree. That's not cool to talk about Harry Potter anymore.
Nope. Which is a real...
Let's not put any more money in that turf's pocket.
Yeah.
I won't even say their name.
Real plague upon pop culture. Yep. So,
It's too bad.
You know what? There's a lot of better stories. We can all just hop on the Percy Jackson train.
And speaking of better stories, Game of Thrones.
Let's do it. So I am going to name... look, I tried to look up all the houses in Game of Thrones. There's like 500.
Like George R. Martin's like Tolkien. He's just adding houses left and right.
Just smoking in his garden and naming houses.
Living in Santa Fe, being like, let's go to another house here. Mm.
But I mean, that's like also what Tolkien did. He just like smoked in his garden and like named hobbits and
what
stuff.
What a life.
What an icon. What a legend. So I'm going to break
he
down.
Is. I say that with no joking.
No, both of them. Same. I also think George R. R. Martin was right. You don't know your audience anything.
That is correct.
So I'm going to break down some of the names and some of the traits and maybe the locations where we know that these houses are from. And then I thought it would be fun if we each made the case for where we think we belong and then where we think the other person belongs.
Okay, cool. And we'll just do it from the ones that you were going to say now?
Yeah, and then maybe just for funsies, let's decide where Jeremy belongs as well.
Jeremy Skinner, the co-host of Jason and Jeremy, John. I don't think Jeremy likes Game of Thrones. Let's not do that.
Okay, well, too bad. Then we'll put Intern Brago in a house.
There you go. I think it's the way to go.
So the first one is House Targaryen, Fire and Blood, the conqueror, the colonists of the Westerosi.
Do we want some Game of Thrones? Hold on.
Yes.
All right, hold on. No, I'm waiting. I have to wait for an ad, and then I'll let you know. I'm sorry.
Do.
It's going to be longer than that. You might as well. You just stop doing vamp. Doing those songs are not good vamping.
Next is House Lannister. We know them for being into incest and gold hair.
So you said the House Targaryen already?
I said House Targaryen and then House Lannister.
My bad. Sorry. House Targaryen and House Lannister. Got it.
Their seat of power is Casterly Rock.
All right, here we go. Does it sound like Game of Thrones ambience?
Yeah, it's quite loud.
Is it?
Yes. Next, my volume is always turned up louder than yours. Next, we have House Stark.
We're going to put it right there.
Winter is Coming. They are located in Winterfell.
Yep.
Next, we have House Tyrell. From Highgarden.
Oh, I know this song. This is Ramon Dewaldi's.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's good. It's a good call.
Then we have House Baratheon. I think Baratheon is from The Reach, but if that's wrong, someone's going to scream at me. Then we have House Martell of Dorne.
Yeah, they're sort of like the fancy people.
They're kind of like what if Spain?
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
They're concerned with cucumber sandwiches and parties.
Technically, the fun thing about Dorne, even though it is one of the Seven Kingdoms, technically never conquered. They never...
Because it's an island, right?
It's not an island. There are islands, but it's an archipelago to the south.
I will say this ambience has made this podcast much more dramatic.
Much more dire.
I like it.
House Martell, Dorne never conceded. They never gave up. to Aegon the Conqueror, they formed a trust. So they were technically, that's why unbowed, unbroken, unbent are their words. Mm. House Tully, where we get Catelyn Stark from in the Riverlands. House Greyjoy of Pyke.
That's Theon's house. They're like sort of the sailors.
Yeah. Not sort of, they are.
Yeah, that's right.
Iron Islands. House Bolton, another northern house.
Who are the Boltons again?
Ramsay Snow.
So how would you describe their house?
They torture people. They're
the asshole house.
Yes. Their logo is the flayed man. It's literally a man upside down on what looks like a St. Andrew's cross.
All right, got it.
And then there's House Frey.
Who is House Frey again?
Walder Frey. He killed Robb Stark.
So how would you describe their house?
Mean. Mean. Riverlands. Okay, so miserly.
Two mean in a row. Mean.
And then House Arryn is kind of the last great house. And
House Arryn was like the friend of Ned Stark. He was the
Moondor.
He was always called like a good guy.
John Arryn. He was Robert and Ned's mentor.
Yeah.
And it's his death that sets brings off Game of Thrones. Robert to Winterfell. Mm-hmm. And then his wife is Catelyn Stark's sister, Lysa.
Yeah, she's the crazy who suckles
her son. Who grows up to be very hot at the final count. Mm-hmm. So those are kind of the main large houses in Westeros.
Okay, so we're going to choose who we think we are, where we are, and then who we think the other person belongs to.
Yeah.
So it's rough, right? Because I think most people are going to want to say like, oh, of course I belong in House Stark, because it's kind of like it's kind of like the Harry Potter houses.
They're the good guy houses. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. This is because they're not as clearly defined.
Yeah.
They're just kind of random, really.
Yes, but I will say to Martin's credit, if you look at, there are exceptions, of course, but if you look at the characters who come out of these houses, mm-hmm. they often share similar traits. Like, even though Sansa and Jon are very different characters, they are both very stark.
Sure.
They're both very, like, set and driven in that way and austere and cold, mm-hmm. you know, just in different ways. Like, the mode is the same, the modality's different.
Sure.
So I can go first if you want.
Please. Do you mind?
I have a very clear idea. Do you want me to tell you? Do you want me to do you first or me? It's beautiful. The music from Game of Thrones is unparalleled.
It's really good. Go ahead. However you would like to do it.
I didn't want to make the decision, which is why I asked you.
Oh, so what house do you say you belong in?
I think I am a Greyjoy.
Real? No, okay.
I'm dead serious. I know I'm dead ass serious.
You like the Greyjoys a lot.
I love the Greyjoys.
But why do you think you're the sea salty sailor?
I think I'm House Greyjoy because it's one of the reasons I like Theon a lot. Uh-huh. Greyjoy's kind of a try-hard house. Uh-huh. They want to be great and they want to be epic and they want to be renowned, but they just like don't have it in them. They're too bitter and they're too self looking inward. I don't think I'm strong enough and determined enough to be in Stark. So mm-hmm. to me, then the obvious choice is Greyjoy. But they're also like, they have a real like self-destructive mean streak in them.
Mm-hmm.
But at his heart, like what I think is so tragic about Theon is that Theon just wants his father's approval and he doesn't understand that Ned Stark is more of his father than his biological father.
Mm-hmm.
And I identify with that a lot. And it's why I think it's so sad. And it's why I really like, I wish we'd had more time with it in the show, but I know we had a protracted amount of episodes. Like I really like Theon's end. And also I picked House Greyjoy because Iron Isles is one of the only places where women can are in the line of succession and women are treated as almost equals to the men. So if you have to be a woman in Westeros, you could do a lot worse than being born in the Iron Isles. So that's why I would think that I am House Greyjoy. I was also a competitive swimmer for 7 years. So like water and I are fine.
He's making this dramatic. Okay. All right. So what house do you think I am in?
You're a House Baratheon. You're so obviously a Baratheon.
I'm a Baratheon?
Yeah.
Why am I a Baratheon?
You're a Baratheon because
Baratheons are kind of assholes.
But you are all, and it's funny because like when I think about who you are as a Lord of the Rings character, like I have the same sort of caveat on it. Like you are all of Robert's best qualities.
Okay.
Like, you are like a Baratheon, like Robert. Also, your favorite character is Stannis. You are like Robert's Rebellion, Robert, because Robert is like really strong, really smart, really charismatic, and he is willing to do whatever it takes to get things done. Like, he sees a problem and he takes the impossible task of like building an army to take it down. His goal wasn't to be king, that was thrust upon. Like, he is a great leader. And I think you're also a great leader. Like, I think that you really represent all the good qualities of House Baratheon.
Well, that's the thing I liked also, about Stannis, was that Stannis's intentions were good, because he was just like, I'm going to kill everybody because they killed my brother.
Yeah.
But he went wrong.
But Renly's the same thing, right? Like, Renly, like, his motivations are pure, but the way he did it is not great. So to me, yeah, you're a Baratheon. Because charisma runs really strong. Like, they're very charming. They're very well liked. And which is why Stannis is the outlier. And it's only like certain people like Davos, right? Or Melisandre, who can see past his exterior.
Interesting.
So yeah, to me, yeah, you're so obviously like House Baratheon.
Can you give me the houses again before I decide yours?
Yeah. Targaryen.
Okay.
Lannister.
Okay.
Stark.
Uh-huh.
Tyrell.
Who is Tyrell again?
The queen who almost marries Joffrey. And her gay brother.
Oh, and then the old lady.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Tell him it was me. Tyrell Baratheon. Mm-hmm. Martell.
Mm-hmm.
Tully.
Mm-hmm.
Greyjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Bolton.
Mm-hmm.
Frey.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron.
Okay.
Just vibes. No podcast, just vibes. Could definitely never put this one in the feed. It's too much copyright.
Oh, yeah. Like, there's no way. No one outside the Patreon will ever hear this one. We'll have to remember that. And if we release it, whatever. You're a Tyrell.
You think so?
Yes, because you, you know, your family has a lot of Eurocentric vibes. Same with the Tyrells. They're also nice.
Uh-huh.
But they will cut a bitch if they have to.
Yes, absolutely.
Which I think is definitely you.
Thank you. I'm very flattered.
I don't think you're as tough as a Greyjoy.
I'm not, but Theon's not tough.
But I see you like the great lady who like is like, tell her it was me.
Yeah,
tell her it was me. That's you. Like, you would murder a bitch, but you wouldn't do it in public.
No, that's very true. If I was going to murder someone, I'd poison them.
You would tell like her brother, be like, tell her it was me. That would be you. And the Greyjoys would attack you. I don't see you as a Greyjoy at all.
Interesting.
I think you're a Tyrell.
I'll take it.
Because I think you would marry the king that was terrible with the goal of like, well, maybe I can kill him when his back is turned. And I'll get all the gold.
I mean, I do like plants.
So, no, but you're very much like the great lady, the old lady. I can't remember her name, who was also a great
Olenna
actress.
Olenna Tyrell.
Uh-huh. She was a luminary actress whose name is forgetting.
Oh, I'll look her up.
She died I think before the pandemic.
Yes, I believe so. Yeah.
And for myself... See, I think...
Oh, it's Diana Rigg.
Diana Rigg, there you go. I knew she was somebody...
James Bond.
Yeah, legendary actress. Never saw her be bad at any performance.
No, and she is badass in Game of Thrones.
She is badass. Yeah, even
under
though...
Under a pound of clothing.
Well, and all she does is sit.
Yeah,
but amazing. Yeah, but like that is why like, Della, it was me, is like one of the most iconic, you know... And again, like everybody like throws away Game of Thrones and you're like, you can't when it has so many iconic moments like, Della, it was me, or the Red Wedding, and stuff like that. You cannot throw that television show. No. Like that show changed culture.
Yes.
I think I'm a Stark. I really do. I think I'm a Stark more than a Baratheon because,
you're just not as dour as,
but
the Starkiest. Like, you're not a Ned or a Jon.
I'm more of a Rob and his mom.
Catelyn,
who is
a Tully.
It's funny. If you were to ask me who I think I'm the most like in that family, I think I'm more like Catelyn.
Interesting.
I think because when you listen to Catelyn, like in how she talks, like
she's so mean to John.
She is. But Catelyn also like came from like the lower lands and then was like almost like her getting to be like the second head of Stark was like a promotion to her.
Oh, yeah.
But also like I think a lot of Winterfell is just like, yeah, go feed the animals.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I think I would be.
They're not the lordliest lords because they live in this harsh land. There's just not as, you know, it's like the difference in living in like a smaller city to a big city.
And I also think I'm the same as Ned. Like if like my best friend was the king and said, hey, come be the king of the hand, I'd be like, I guess. Oh. You know, like I would do it because they asked, but most of the time I'd be like, oh, I really don't want to go to these parties.
Yeah.
You know, or talk to these idiots. And I would probably get my head chopped off.
Because of it. Oh no, that's so sad.
Well, that's the truth. I'm just not good at it. So. I don't know. What do you think? That's what I think. What do you think about my choices for your houses?
I think that's interesting. I never would have thought that you would put yourself in House Stark.
Yeah. I don't think I'm as mean as the Baratheons.
They're not mean, but they are power hungry in a way that you're not. Uh-huh. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Even in like Fire and Blood, from the second generation, like there's always Baratheons. There's Baratheons in the original Kingsguard.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're the Baratheons and the Lannisters are always like, what if we was also the king though?
Mm-hmm.
They're always kind of vying for that in a way that like not a lot of other houses were.
Interesting. Well, listeners, tell us in the comments below Patreon on this post what house you think you would be in. And tell us if you think we're right. Do you think Ashley is a Greyjoy or is she a Tyrell? Am I a Baratheon or am I a Stark?
Wait, where's Brago?
Oh, what is Brago?
House Lannister is blonde and their logo is a lion.
You think he's a Lannister?
Yeah, but of the Lannisters...
Brago doesn't pay his debts, though.
He doesn't.
And Lannister, too.
He does not.
Brago hasn't done a single bit of work on this podcast
ever. If he was a Lannister, he'd be Tommen. He'd be like that lesser son who throws himself out the window when things get too tough. You know what I mean?
I think Brago's a Tully.
Like Edmure?
Yeah, I think he
Tobias Menzies?
He lays around the river trying.
But also
to,
at the end council's like, what if I was the king? Yeah,
trying to just get his bit.
Well, I will tell you their shield is a fish. So I think Brago would like that.
I think Brago's house Tully. So there you go. All right, listeners, thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ash Victoria Robinson.
Bye-bye.
Bye.